Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Countdown to Ignite. I'm Joey Snow, and I don't have a Rick Claus here with me, my co-host. Well, he's predisposed, but we've got a special guest for you today. As promised from last week, we're going to talk a little bit more about the My Ignite tool. But first, we've got some news. I'm sure most of you have seen the news on the Twitter, Facebook, also the website, that Ignite is now sold out. So unfortunately, if you did not register, we're sold out. There's not an opportunity for you to join us in Chicago, unless, of course, you want to join us online. We'll have more details about that in a coming episode, but we will have some online sessions, online things for you to do during Ignite, May 4th through the 8th in Chicago. Now, those of you who were lucky enough and got in and got registered, we're going to go into some more detail on the tool that you've been using called My Ignite. Now, last week, Rick and I asked you to please start building your schedule. And we're asking you to do that again. It's super important. Go ahead and pick those sessions, determine what you want to do, help us figure out what the room sizes are going to be, where the best place is to put certain sessions. All that input comes from you and you adding that to your schedule. Also, coming up, we mentioned in last week's show that Sunday was an event that there wasn't really a lot going on if you were a general attendee, if you had not signed up for one of those pre-day sessions. Now, you still have the opportunity to sign up for those pre-day sessions. In fact, I encourage you to do so. Since you've already registered, you can go back to the registration page and add that. Check out the DevOps one, it's pretty cool. But I encourage you to do that. But if you are not signed up for a pre-day, we actually do have something for you to do. Rick and I are going to be doing Ignite 101. So think of this as kind of a college orientation about the conference itself. It's gonna be super fun. 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. are the times for that. Of course, we'll have more details about that session as we continue on. There'll even be a little bit of an online thing that you can consume just in case you can't make those sessions. Let's see. Questions coming from the forums and also from Twitter, also on Facebook. I've been spending a lot of time taking a look at the questions coming up about Ignite. We talked about the remote badge pickup locations, particularly those that are at O'Hare Network. And the question that's come up quite frequently is, where in those terminals are remote badge pickups going to be? And the answer to that, they're going to be in the baggage claim area. You won't be able to miss it. Baggage claim is where you've got to go to get your bags and get out to the main transport area. So take a look around there. That's where they're going to be. Also, if you've got questions, comments, those kinds of things, make sure you hit us up. We follow Twitter. The official hashtag is #MSIgnite. You can also reach out to the official organizers by using @MS_Ignite. That being said, I think that kind of covers off the news, what's happening, what's going on. I want to bring in now a special guest with me. I've got Olaf here with me. Olaf, how are you?
Thank
buddy?
You. I'm good. Thank you.
So first of all, introduce yourself. Tell everybody what you do.
So my name is Olaf Hubel. I'm a senior product marketing manager in the Office 365 team. I'm responsible for all content at Ignite.
Oh, so it's you I get to blame because I don't have a session.
You do? Yes.
I'm kidding. No, we've got two. Actually. We've got 101. There we go.
Yes, you do.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Olaf. Last week, we talked a lot about the My Ignite tool. And as you'll see here on my screen, I've got My Ignite already open. You see, oh, looks like I've got sessions in there already that I've already added. I've started filling out my session schedule.
Yeah,
but you've got some added things that you wanted to talk about in terms of how I can better make use of this tool.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we're doing. So technically, Ignite actually has gone live. So we now have the site up and running. You can go into My Ignite. My Ignite actually has a whole Yammer network behind it. All the speakers are already in there. You can already start asking questions. Speakers are actually already posting things like polls, so you can give feedback to what do you actually want to hear in this session? What do you think is most important? So, you know, we don't have to do the whole when you walk in the room, please raise your hand. How many people think this or how many people think that, right? So now you can go into Yammer and you can actually answer that already so that the speaker comes in, they're all prepped for, they understand who's in the room and they're going to answer and present exactly what you want to hear.
So as I scroll through, you see that there's the Yammer link there down at the page. You can also get to the Yammer if you're viewing individual sessions as well, right? If
yes.
I go in and I take a look at, well, hey, I'm going to be greedy. I'm going to use my schedule, right? I'm going to use my session, the one that I just mentioned about Ignite 101. Oh, our pictures aren't there. That's all right. We'll pretend the pictures are there,
right? You have to upload those.
But it is. I thought it was. Okay. Anyway, so you'll see here, if you scroll down, oh, there is no Yammer link on
that. So if you go to the homepage, it's actually really easy. So once you go into My Ignite and you haven't signed up for the network yet, right, if you scroll down a little bit, right above this Yammer feed, there's going to be a big button that's going to say join the network. Now, Joey has already done that. If you click on there, it's going to ask you for the email address that you want to sign in with. Just put in the email address that you use for your Yammer network. So it could be a Life or Outlook.com address. Generally, it's your work email address if you already have a Yammer account at work or stuff like that. But you don't have to have one. So it's up to you. It does not have to be the same email address that you registered for Ignite with or that you logged into My Ignite with. So it's whatever you like to use for the Yammer network.
Now, that's super cool because I use Yammer quite a bit here in the office here in Redmond. So I just actually it connected me right in. I said, oh yeah, I want to use my normal one so that I'm all associated, all the networks I view at work, I can also access it through the same account. So you'll see, I'm actually here. This is my normal Yammer account. I'm already in the Yammer thing.
Yeah,
I'm all about this, right?
So if you use your existing account, actually what you see is the browse external networks on the bottom. So if you're in your work account and you've joined this network, on the bottom you're going to be able to see all the networks that you're joined to. So you would see on the top we're seeing Microsoft, obviously that's our home company, and then under that you would see my Microsoft Ignite, which is the external network for this conference. So if you click on there, you end up in this page. This is where you see all the conversations. Now, if you're new to the network, the first time what you're going to see is the old network feed. And in there, you see an info welcome to My Ignite guide on the site. I would recommend people to click on the guide link. On the guide link, and you can find it by typing in guide in search as well. On the guide link, this is where you get a quick little document that will give you tips about what to do in this network. Most importantly, we have divided all content by topics for Ignite. So here you see all the topics like architecture, deployment, implementation, development, governance and compliance, and so forth, including the theaters in the expo hall. They all have their own group. So you can then from there, just click on it, you can go to a group. Now there's other links in there as well for extra curricular things like, you know, the events going on, where are all the parties at, stuff like that. There's groups for people that want to run in the morning. Now there's a lot of extra things, but here, we clicked on a group for deployment. So you see Naomi actually already posted something. So this is what you're going to see speakers do. Naomi is one of the speakers in this group, and she went to her deck and she posted something about her session already. So she's starting to ask for input. So she said, hey, she's super excited. Please let us know if you'd like to hear anything or things like that, how to embed this. And so now people can start commenting on that. And so if you want to attend this session, you can actually start commenting on this session right now and give feedback to Naomi. And you'll see more and more speakers coming in here and start doing this.
So that's super important to kind of point out, is that this event, it's really unique and it's really different. That's something we want to point out. One of the differences that we're doing in this event compared to some of the past events is getting this interactivity started beforehand.
Yep.
And then it's also going to continue all the way through the event. We were talking earlier before we started talking. Let's talk a little bit about questions, right? If I've got questions for Naomi's session and I want to get those maybe in the queue now or maybe even during the event, what's kind of the way that we use Yammer to get that done?
So the best thing is look for Naomi's session. So you just go to in My Ignite, you either type in Naomi or you type in, you know, what her session is about. So in her case, it's the social intranet, integrating Yammer into your Microsoft SharePoint experience. Now, there's a bunch of sessions out there. You can, you know, any of the 600 plus sessions that we do, you can type in the session code or just find them through My Ignite. Go to that page. On the page, you can then start posting questions. So you could ask Naomi, like, hey, what are you really going to talk about in this session? Are you going to go deep enough for me? Are you going to answer question X, X, and X, or Y? And, you know, Naomi might come back and be like, no, this session was listed as a 300 session, so I'm not going to go all the way into code, but, you know, I'm still going to go pretty deep because it's 300.
Yep.
And maybe you're like, oh, you know, I actually wanted the 100 session for this one, so I'll find the other one. Naomi might actually recommend another speaker who's doing another session on that, and you can find that session then.
Very cool.
And so that interaction will start now. It's already going on now, right? Then during the week itself, what we're recommending the speakers to do is to actually not do too much of Q&A in room. Obviously, you can walk up and ask questions and, you know, come to the stage right after. All that good stuff is still there. But bring your tablets to Ignite. right? Once you're at Ignite itself, once you're in a session, you can actually pull up your tablet. If you click on that link again from My Ignite, it's going to pull up the second screen. The second screen is going to show the full PowerPoint. So if Naomi went a little bit too fast, and I hope Naomi doesn't mind, we're picking on her today, so I'm going to use her a lot as an example. But if Naomi goes a little bit too fast for you, you can actually use the second screen to flip back and see the last slide or the last three couple of slides if you wanted to read them better or something like that. Or if you're getting bored, you can actually flip ahead as well and see what she's going to present. Now, in there, in that second screen, you can be posting questions already while she's presenting. So as soon as she goes off stage, she's going to answer those questions in the Yammer environment. Now, this brings up a really good point. A lot of people are saying, like, oh my God, there are 600 something sessions. I want to see them all.
I need, yeah. And I'm triple, quadruple, seven times booked into a single time slot. What do I do?
So there's a lot of really cool options at Ignite this time. It has a lot to do with the second screen and My Ignite. First, you can go to any session you want. You can sit in the session, listen, and all that good stuff. You can technically, on your tablet, be following another session that is going on at the same time and actually posting questions if you're really good in multitasking. I'm not, but technically
yeah, I wouldn't
you could.
Be doing that.
If a session was full, for example, right? We're going to have overflow rooms and stuff like that. You can actually take your tablet, and we're going to have overflow areas with streaming as well if you don't have a tablet. But if you have your tablet with you, you can get any beanbag, sit down, pull up the second screen, and you can actually see the live stream of that session that is going on and still post questions in there. Or if you had too many double bookings, like you say, you can go to the one session you wanted to see, and then a week later, after Ignite, once you're back at home, you can look at the recording from the sessions you missed, and you can still post questions. And you can see the questions that the others have asked and have been answered already.
So that's really important to note, Olaf, because one of the questions that came up, and I've been answering questions on both the Yammer Network as well as on our forums, which was, I'm triple booked, quadruple booked, how do I make a decision? That's okay, we've got the recordings. And the comment came, that's great that there are recordings, but how do I get this QA interaction? Now first, obviously in the room, any questions that are asked, we ask the speaker to repeat the question if the person didn't ask it on the microphone. But now with this Yammer integration, people are asking questions and the speaker is actually active in answering those questions.
Yes.
And they are going to continue to be active on the Yammer network answering questions even post-event.
Yeah, for about 30 days, we'll be active in this network, actually answering questions, follow-up. Speakers will actually, if you go to the deck, speakers can actually add related content. So if they were talking about code snippets or stuff like that, they can actually attach them to here so you can quickly get the link to GitHub and download them. Or if there was a white paper they talked about or anything else, they can attach the URLs or the documents themselves to here as well. So you can actually find that content that they've been talking about. If they had a mistake in their slide, they can actually update the deck for you. So there's a lot of things. To me, this conference really is 60 days. Right? This is not a 5-day conference. This is a 60-day conference started last week, and I'm going to run for the next 2 months.
Excellent.
So you see us be super busy in this network a lot right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one of the other cool things is the what you mentioned earlier in terms of the interaction. There are a lot of things that happen at a conference like this and a conference of this size, and you get people together that maybe haven't actually been able to meet before. Yes. Sometimes even people from the same company. Or some, as you mentioned, hey, who's running in the morning? So there are a lot of different networks that people have created around the social events, around the content structure, as you've mentioned, around things like the Women in Technology lunch.
Women in Technology has its own group. So if you want to join the Women in Technology lunch or meetup, or if you want to join the group on Yammer, you can actually talk there as well. So you see a lot of traffic there. I know that, so I'm from the Netherlands. I know there's a Dutch group already. I've seen groups from pretty much every country in the world by now. And so everybody's joining those as well. So if you want to have regional discussions, we have groups by audience. So if you're a developer, an IT pro, an architect, you can go into those groups. I've seen people create groups already on hybrid solutions. So if that's the thing you want to talk about, you can find those groups there
so
as well.
So you see, I've already joined this particular group, and there's going to be conversations here and things as we move forward along the event. So I want to encourage all of you, go ahead and get signed up. Start leveraging the Yammer and start leveraging these conversations. We've had some fantastic conversations. I've answered a lot of questions, even had some great chats just with folks prior to the event. So, a lot of new folks are there, so that some guidance around what to do.
Yep.
I've never been to a conference before. Earlier today, I was on a conversation about how do I get from the airport
yes,
to my hotel or to the conference center, and they're like, Blue Line, what's that? I've never used public transit before, right? We're able to help each other. That's the great thing about this, is that it is a community of people. Even though you're super introverted, right? We know a lot of folks in IT are. It's an opportunity to go ahead and reach out and expand. So I really, really encourage everybody to join this
Finding
network.
Your best pizza. There's a whole discussion on deep dish.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm staying away from that one, right?
Yeah, that's
it. Not only deep dish versus thin crust, it's deep dish in the city of Chicago a lot.
Yes, I know.
You could start a whole network just based on that. So lots of opportunities for you to interact. So I encourage everybody, go ahead and join. So best way to access it through the MyIgnite tool?
MyIgnite. Just log into MyIgnite. You'll see the links directly from there. Just either find a session. From the session, you're directly into that session detail. Or on the homepage from MyIgnite, you see the all-up discussion. Click on any of the discussions to join it right away.
Excellent. Excellent. A couple other questions that I had for you about the MyIgnite tool. The Yammer integration is fantastic. The schedule building is fantastic. But there's a lot of questions about some of the functionality that's coming into the future. What is it that really is going to enhance my experience when I'm actually in Chicago? So are there some things you can talk a little bit about, you know, what's going to be coming in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah. So in about a week from now, week and a half, I would say. So what is going to go live is finding the speakers, first off. So the speaker link will be highlighted. So you can actually find the speakers, see what they're presenting on, see what they're doing. Now, speakers can opt in. And this is kind of cool. And I hope all the speakers are going to do this. We're strongly encouraging them. But and you should.
Yep.
All speakers can build their own schedule. Like, what sessions are you attending?
Yes.
And then you can opt in to share that people can find you and can see what you're attending. And so you can find your favorite speaker, and if they have opted in, you can see what sessions they actually think are important during the week, which is a really cool way of doing this.
Going back to last week's video, that's when you go into your profile, you're filling out your profile information, and you opt in to share this information. It's super important if you want to be a part of this experience, go ahead and opt into this. You're going to see my schedule as soon as I get it built. I've only added two sessions so far. They're
your
mine.
Own.
Yeah, my own. But then, you know, that's how it goes. But I'm going to actually give some session tips and tricks in terms of the sessions to join. What else do we have?
Well, the next step is, so if you opted in for this, actually build your own schedule. Opt in to actually share your schedule with others. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's people in your community that know that, you know, hey, they're like, what is that person doing? Maybe, you know, they want to know your insights. What do you think is the most important session here? So share that with others. Now, also opt in to be found, if you want to be found by others, for meetings. That's a separate opt-in. So you can say, well, I'm actually open to meeting new people at this conference. So if you opt into that, people can find you in the attendee catalog, and they can request a meeting with you. And they're informal meetings, so you can say, hey, let's meet at the Starbucks at level 2.5, or let's meet, you know, at somewhere by a room or a lakeside or whatever you like to do. And then you have to accept, of course. So, you know, this is really an opt-in thing. We're not sharing email addresses with everybody, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it really is to encourage people to meet with each other. So I would say the attendee thing is a big thing that is going live. The second screen, I already mentioned that a little bit.
Yep.
That's going to go live right before the conference as well, so that you can really interact with this, so that you can see the sessions, the recordings, the PowerPoints, and have the discussions right away.
So one thing I want to clarify on that second screen experience, Olaf, if I was actually during the event, while the event is running, who can access that second screen?
Anybody who's registered. So if you can get into MyIgnite, you can get to the second screen.
Okay.
So if you're, let's say a bad example, right? You're getting really sick on Tuesday. You got this horrible cold, and you're like, I can't go to this session, but I'm in Chicago, I'm in my hotel room. Yeah. You can actually use the Wi-Fi in your hotel room, log into MyIgnite, use the second screen to actually see the live stream of any session going on at that time. So technically that will work for anybody. So anybody registered can get in.
Okay.
Into the second screen, into MyIgnite.
Perfect. And if you're not registered, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we're going to have some opportunities for you at home to get a kind of a little bit of taste or flavor of what's happening in Chicago with you know, various streams, as you'll see here, the Watch Ignite Live, and the timer is moving. I saw that 30 days and I just kind of got chills. I can't believe we're already at that time point. I'm not ready yet, but I'm ready to go. So you're going to want to go ahead and do that. So lots of information there.
Yeah. Other thing going live pretty soon is the mobile app. So there's going to be a mobile app for people to use. The site actually is fully responsive, so the site actually works on a mobile device as well. Site is kind of cool in that if you go to the site on your mobile device and you go into your sessions and stuff like that, and now your internet connection dropped or, you know, something happened on your cell phone, it actually will continue to work. So the site will cache your sessions offline. It's not a complete offline tool, but it will work for the next couple of hours so that you can see everything, and then, you know, internet comes back and starts syncing again. But there will be a mobile app as well to make sure that you have everything offline if you want to do that. Another thing that's going to come online in the next couple of weeks is the OneNote guide. So you can actually synchronize a OneNote guide to any device that you like, and all information about the conference will be in there. So if you're walking around, you can always open up the OneNote guide, find phone numbers, email addresses, maps of the location, map of the expo room, list of all our sponsors, exhibitors, things like that. Everything going on. Really everything you need to know. Emergency numbers, you know, where the party's at, all that good stuff. So I would recommend everybody to synchronize the OneNote to whatever their favorite device is and make sure that that stays in sync. We'll be updating that if there's any changes as well. So those are the big things coming online soon.
Lots of things coming online. All right. So for those of you at home who are registered and you're ready to go, go ahead and get those schedules built out. Help Olaf determine what room he's going to put various sessions in, right? That's important. Also, make sure that you interact with us. Join the Yammer Network. You can also still interact with us on the Twitter, which I mentioned at the top of the show. You can also interact with us at the bottom of this post here if you have specific questions about what we covered up in this episode, and we'll get those questions answered for you as well. That kind of doesn't wrap it up. All the things that Olaf just talked about, I was just going through my head going, wow, this is cool. It's new. It's unique. We've never really done some of these things at this event, so... Tell you what, Rick's not here, so I'm going to commit him and I to doing next week's show about what's new and what's different at Ignite. Until then, we'll see you next time on the Microsoft Ignite Countdown.